Polls open in Hungary as Prime Minister Orbán faces major electoral challenge. By Simon Kent on April 12, 2026. Hungarian voters started casting their ballots from 6 a.m. on Sunday morning as Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, an ally of U.S. President Donald Trump, seeks to build on his 16 years in power. It's a key moment for Orbán, the European Union's longest-serving head of state, alongside all 199 members of the National Parliament who also face voters. The veteran leader and his top challenger, Peter Magyar of the opposition TISA party, which is tipped to win the contest, arrived at separate polling stations in Budapest at nearly the same time to cast their votes. Speaking to reporters outside, Orbán, 62, said the campaign had been a great national moment on our side and thanked activists and supporters for their work. "I'm here to win," he added, per an AP report. Orbán's government and his Fidesz political party stand as examples of conservative, anti-globalist politics in action. He remains highly valued by U.S. President Donald Trump, who has called on Hungarians to get out and vote for his true friend, fighter, and winner. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Hungary in the past week to show his personal support for Orbán in the contest, as Breitbart London reported. Addressing supporters on Saturday night, the Fidesz leader insisted victory was still in reach and kept to his main campaign themes of targeting Brussels and Ukraine. "We don't give our children, we don't give our weapons and we don't give our money," Orbán said, per a BBC report. His message resonated with the crowd, who chanted, "We won't let that happen." Turnout after the first 3 hours of voting was 16.89%, according to Hungary's National Election Office, a record in the country's post-communist history, with 478,000 more voters having cast their ballot by 9 a.m. than during 2022 elections. Polling stations opened on Sunday at 6 a.m. 0400 GMT, and close at 7 p.m. 1700 GMT. The results should become clear by late Sunday evening. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.